It's time again for Medical Monday on eRadio, and today we're doing some myth busting with Dr. Dylan Joseph, ophthalmologist. Welcome to Medical Monday. How's it going, Doctor?
Hey, very well. And yourself? Thanks, Ian.
No, great. Thank you. And I don't know about you, but I love busting myths. So today, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, I think when we have access to the internet and social media, we often find a lot of mistruths or myths about medical procedures, and in particular laser vision correction. And today, yeah, I'm looking forward to busting a few of those myths and setting some of the truths on the table.
Exactly, the truths, the facts. So forget what you know about it. And today, Dr. Joseph is going to tell us the truth. Right.
There we go.
So I'm going to throw them at you and then you answer. Here we go. Right. The first one is, LASIK gives nighttime glare.
Right. So the previous laser vision correction platforms often did treatments which resulted in what we call an optical zone. So the part of the cornea that we used to see that was traditionally smaller than what the modern day laser platforms can now do. Plus the profile of the beam that was used to laser is very different to modern day lasers. We actually use what's called a flying pattern or flying spot laser beam now, which gives a really accurate and broader beam profile. And it transitions into the periphery of the cornea. So the problem was in 30 years ago, 25 years ago, with the laser correction systems, is that they would give a treatment profile not much larger than your pupil. So traditionally, people would then at night complain of poor night vision or glare or halos or starbursts because their pupil is dilating bigger than the zone that was being lasered on the cornea. So that would create that optical effect. Now, with modern day lasers, we can change those optical zone sizes and broaden them. And we go one step further where we can actually customize the shape of your cornea to really, rather than induce nighttime problems, to actually improve them. It is well known that, you know, the higher the short-sightedness or far-sightedness, you know, it does take a little bit longer for your night vision to come right and then to actually be at a point where it's better than what it was with spectacles or contact lenses. But that's what the modern day platforms do. The lasers today are actually there to improve your quality of vision under good lighting and poor lighting, like nighttime driving.
Okay, so we can say LASIK does not give you nighttime glare. That myth has now been busted. Now we move on to the second one. LASIK cannot be repeated.
That is definitely not true. As long as you've been worked up correctly and your surgeon designs a treatment plan for you, knowing your risk of a potential enhancement and whether you're short-sighted or far-sighted or astigmatic, there's a different risk profile for potentially needing a touch-up or an enhancement in the future. And it's all up to us working it out scientifically to say, well, if you do need an enhancement, do you have enough corneal tissue left that keeps you within our safety parameters to be able to touch you up? So the point is, if you drift again from zero to minus one, you become a little more short-sighted, or you go the opposite side to plus one and far-sighted, or when you hit your 40s and you become presbyopic, remember you're not able to read your book or your cell phone anymore, then as long as there's enough tissue, we can repeat these procedures, either in the form of relifting a LASIK flap that we've created or lasering on top of the flap. So we determine how long down the line has your vision changed or fluctuated, and this is usually due to remodeling of the eye, so the eye healing it back to the way it was. And as long as you're within our safety parameters, we can repeat laser vision correction 2, 3, 4, 5 times if necessary to get you back to your target. So absolutely, it can be repeated.
Okay, LASIK can be repeated. So that myth has also now been busted. Now we go to number three. LASIK wears off.
So that actually ties in a little bit with that myth number two that we've just gone through. And LASIK is a permanent change to the cornea. So the fact that it's changed the structure of your cornea doesn't mean that you can get regression because the laser has failed. What happens in the majority of time is that either the eye is changing in length, which can happen as we get older, and secondly, which has come to light in the last 15 years and published by a guy called Dan Reinstein in the United Kingdom for the first time, is looking at the top 50,000th of a millimeter of the cornea called the epithelium. And that epithelium basically remodels. So where we're removing tissue from the cornea, that epithelium fills it to try and basically smooth the curvature of the cornea out again. And in doing so, while it's remodeling, that's what's actually causing, in the majority of cases, that change in your vision again. So we've learned an incredible amount in the last 10 to 15 years about understanding the remodeling of the eye and that top 50,000th of a millimeter of the cornea. And we can now use that to our advantage when planning a treatment profile. So no, laser does not wear off. It's the fact that the eye changes. It's the fact that the eye gets older, that we start developing that short arm syndrome when we hit our 40s. And because the eye is remodeling, those are the reasons why your vision changes and not the fact that the laser is wearing off. And the point is, we can repeat a laser procedure and we can change that and we can treat you again to get you back to that endpoint that you're looking for.
LASIK cannot treat presbyopia.
So presbyopia, just to recap, is your loss of your near vision as you hit your 40s or your late 40s, early 50s. And as long as you have gone through a really good consultation and counseling process with your laser vision correction surgeon, and they show you an option that can treat presbyopia, usually in what the form of blended vision, and blended vision is a really interesting discussion, which we'll maybe tackle next week. But blended vision essentially is a way in which we treat the dominant eye, so the eye that requires good distance vision. So we correct that for distance, and then the non-dominant eye, we actually treat that for your near vision. So we can actually alter the shape of the eye to change the position in which the light rays fall to give you a combination of both distance and near vision. That's called blended vision in modern day terms. So absolutely, whether you're short-sighted or far-sighted, there are options in which we can treat this presbyopia as it takes its course in your 40s and 50s.
The next one, LASIK cannot treat astigmatism.
Ian, I think this is possibly one of the biggest and most widespread myths out there. And a lot of people have been put off LASIK for many, many years because they believe, you know, they've been told that astigmatism simply cannot be treated with laser. And I think that stems from the fact that, you know, people are potentially concerned about abnormal astigmatism. And abnormal astigmatism can often be associated with diseases of the cornea like keratoconus. And keratoconus, yes, is a contraindication to LASIK where we create a flap on the cornea, but it's no longer a contraindication itself for a laser vision correction procedure in the form of a surface treatment where we don't create a flap, because you can often combine that with a procedure called cross-linking to stabilize the bonds. Keratoconus is a disease where the bonds are naturally not stiff in the cornea, and you can weaken those bonds further potentially by doing LASIK or laser vision correction. But nowadays, we can control that. But in normal or regular astigmatism, we can laser up to what's called minus 6 diopters of astigmatism, which is a significant amount of astigmatism. You are basically night blind, your daytime vision is poor, your near vision is poor, and your distance vision is poor with that magnitude of astigmatism. But as long as we look at your scans and assess you as a healthy candidate, albeit with astigmatism, the astigmatism is not per se a contraindication for laser if it is normal astigmatism. So that's a really important myth that I'd like to put to bed today, because if you do have astigmatism and that's been bothering you, often people with this condition cannot wear contact lenses properly, because try and put something that's shaped essentially like a soccer ball, the outside layer of a soccer ball, onto something that looks like a rugby ball. The fit just doesn't work. And so people that wear contact lenses with astigmatism are often uncomfortable. The lens shifts, it turns, they get fluctuation in their vision, because as that lens shifts and turns, so it changes their vision quality. So a lot of astigmatism sufferers wear spectacles. And the thing about spectacles and astigmatism is you get quite a lot of what's called prismatic jump on the edge of the spectacle. So your image size changes or your image location changes when you're looking through the edge or the bottom of a spectacle. So when you put that treatment onto the corneal plane, you're actually regularizing the shape of the cornea and improving the overall quality of vision. So absolutely, astigmatism can be lasered.
Exactly. And there we have it from Dr. Dylan Joseph himself. Hopefully today is going to help putting your mind at ease and help answer your questions. Finally, some myth busting done on the Medical Monday today. Dr. Joseph, how do we get in touch with you?
Jan, our website is www.drdylanjoseph.com. Our email address is info@drdylanjoseph.com, and our office numbers in Knysna are 044-150-0085. We're also found on Instagram, on Facebook, and we have a YouTube channel running as well, where we actually explain a lot of the ophthalmic or the surgical procedures and answer a lot of questions related to dry eye and laser vision correction, cataract surgery. So please, go and visit those pages, and hopefully you can find a wealth of information that could make your journey to visual correction a lot more comfortable.
Dr. Joseph, thank you so much as always. It's been very insightful, and looking forward to next Monday.
Absolutely. Have a great week, Jan, and thanks for the chat.
And to you. Thanks, Doctor. Cheers.
Cheers, Jan. Cheers.